Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Hello, darling.
Hi. I have a slight case of the hiccups.
Oh, girl.
It's kind of funny.
That's funny. Well, we rebuke you. Okay, anyway. So, let's start off the show. We'll start with you, hiccups and all. Three things that you are grateful for.
Grateful for They're making me giggle. Yeah, I'm grateful for the hiccups. That's kind of unexpected. Hiccups remind me, my mom always says, when she has hiccups, she's like, oh, I'm growing. Oh, it's a little. Okay, so.
It's a Filipino thing. You don't know that? Hello?
Yeah, everybody knows that. You have hiccups.
Everybody knows that.
Growing. Everybody
does
that.
That's cute. I find that cute. That's endearing.
Oh, it is. And, so that's very immediate. Thank you. That's just a thank you for, hey, I'm alive.
Right. It's telling you you're alive. That's a fabulous way to look at that. Good.
Very grateful also for my friend and mentor, Lynette. She's been really good about just kind of keeping in touch and reaching out. I've definitely been in my little cocoon, and I mean, I've just not been in the mood to really talk unless it's been absolutely necessary to do it.
Unless it's
or
a dollar sign attached to it, honey.
So she reached out and I told her about one of my cousins passed away over the weekend in the Philippines.
Sorry, baby.
So, and it was not expected at all. He's like Anna's age, I guess.
Oh,
so he's in his 50s.
Really 50s. Yeah, that's too young.
So, you know, the whole family, when we found out about it on Easter, we're like, whoa, what's going on? So it was just it just made me retreat, you know, a little bit more.
Of course.
You know,
yeah.
And so, when she reached out, just sort of told her, you know, this is also what's been going on. And she said, she's an energy leader. She's one of the top energy classes in energy meditation. So she offered to, she said, well, you know, and this is all just in text, like, you know, if you want me to kind of look into that and look into that energy, and if, you know, if anything comes up, do you want me to let you know? And I'm like, yeah, I guess, you know. But she did. It was really sweet because she said, I realized that through text that sounds weird. So she just did an audio message for me and just gave me a little more insight, which was really sweet. It was actually very good to hear her voice as she explained it and shared what she saw. And it was actually very comforting. So that was really good. That was really good. And then third thing I'm thankful for is my cousin Anna and our friend Anita. They did a show last night. They do a show every Monday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. And I guess they were having some technical difficulties earlier on. I actually didn't even join in until probably 20 minutes into the show. But Anita does her card, so I called in and asked for some cards, and it's got some really, really nice cards. I think all the signs have been coming in for me because I've been asking, and I've, you know, the biggest thing was to receive these messages and then do something with them. So it was a very positive thing, and so I did a lot of journaling and writing last night as well after the fact. So those are the three things that I'm grateful for.
Well, like you, I one of my three things is I'm grateful for your cousin Anna and if we're able to discuss it a little bit on today's show, I will. Grateful for our group call that we had over the weekend, which, to no surprise, fit in perfectly with a process, a journey that I've been in. I don't know. I can't speak for anybody with this whole corona situation, but this is about so much karmic resolution for me personally that it's just rapid fire. So to no surprise, I had a very strong reaction, and the aftercare that Anna gave me was so lovely. It's so funny. Like Lynette, she recorded a little something for me. See you and I. Here we go again, girl. It's really for two people so different. Like we go through energetically such parallel things at the same time. So she did a little recording for me, to sort of help ground me after that call. So I'm very grateful to Anna for that support and to you guys participating in that call. That's something that's been very helpful during this weird time that we've been going through. I'm grateful to her. I'm grateful to my spiritual therapist. What I love, I'm so fortunate. Her name's Vanessa. She's out in Los Angeles. She's a clinical psychologist, so I love all of that. But she is a registered Course of Miracles spiritual counselor. So I get the best of all worlds. So our sessions together are very much like a hybrid. And what's so great is I don't know how long I've been working with her, let's say a year, more or less. What's great was that she kind of worked with me on a sliding scale initially, and then as of the end of last year, beginning of this, because of course I connect to people, I pick up on stuff. So I was picking up on things with her husband, I was picking up on one of her friends, all these things. So she's like, Liz, you're not going to PayPal me anymore. Let's just look at this as an exchange. And I'm like, yes. So really grateful to the kind of like a emergency session I had with her. So that would be number two. And then the third thing, I'm grateful for my corona gigs. And I'm calling them my corona gigs because this is work that has emerged since March 13th. March 13th was the last time I physically went into a physical work type of situation. So today is gig number four. We'll see how that goes. I'm teaching my first online kids class through a new platform called OutSchool. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. I have four kids signed up because the more kids are in, the more, you know, I get money per head, and the platform takes a percentage because they do the interfacing, they do the marketing, they get the students. So it's a very fair, good arrangement. They have all the technical bells and whistles to set up for safe remote healing, and I don't have the burden of hustling to market the class. And their outreach is worldwide. So I'm teaching a class at 2 o'clock, from 2 to 3 o'clock, and I'm very well prepared for it. This is the type of class that I booked it to just show up to a studio like I have all these years. I could like roll out of bed and teach the class, and I would be like the Pied Piper. But because this is a whole new platform, and I don't know anybody, wasn't like the studios that I would work at that would be like a second home to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm setting the intention that it's going to go well, and that these children tell their parents, other parents tell other parents, and that whenever they see a class taught by myself, right now I'm offering this as a one-off, and I have another section of the same class in about in a week, see if there's any takers for that, and then I can start coming up with other classes that would be more like an ongoing, but I'm just getting my toe in, so I'm very grateful for my Corona gigs to adapt. Just, you know, even if it's not a huge revenue stream, because it's not, but you can't, the water comes out of the faucet. If you had that drop of water and that's all you had and you were patient, you know, in an hour it would be a glass of water. So whatever it is, I'll take it.
Right. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm grateful. Yeah. Grateful for that. So those are the three things. But yeah, I'm sorry about your cousin, and without being too invasive, was the cause of death determined?
I think they think it was either a stroke or a heart attack. I mean,
it was
just, you know, 1 minute he's sitting at the table, they're having a meal, and they just leave forward,
yeah,
and that was it.
Probably, yeah, yeah. Wow. Well, my thoughts to your family. Was it on your father's side or your mom's side?
Father's side, yeah. It's my...
So that affects the whole Bangalore side, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's my aunt Mila. She is, I think, the second oldest, so she's right above my dad.
Mm.
My dad's a third.
Mm.
And she has a ginormous family. he has a lot of siblings in the Philippines, and he's got, like, you know, a few siblings here in the States, but mostly they're still in the Philippines. So the tough part is that because of the whole situation, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, his mom, my aunt, can't fly over.
Nope.
And neither can, you know, the ones who are here can't really fly over.
It's very tough.
Yeah.
So many restrictions. Well, remember we had that caller? It was right around St. Patrick's Day, right when the shutdown had just started here in New York. And her boyfriend had passed away in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
her boyfriend of 9 years. And she felt so lucky that she was able to see him one last time, but it was very restricted because of Corona.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And actually, I see that Anna is, she has her hand raised, so let me.
Okay, let's talk to her.
Get
hello.
Her in too. Hey.
Hello,
thank you,
hello. Hey.
Hi, my love.
Hello. I just wanted to say hello and catch your show live, because I don't often do that because I'm on a strangely different time zone than you guys. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, yay. Well, I don't
yay.
Know if you heard, we start every show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so we both shouted you out that we're grateful for you.
And I appreciate you for that. I appreciate you. It's been an interesting journey for sure, and I appreciate you guys being on the testing side of this I don't even know what to call it. It's a fascinating way to speak to your unconscious mind, and that's I think it's something that's going to be very powerful and it is very powerful, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're finding your footing with if there was a comparison, there's nothing to compare, but if you could just see the progress, rather, of what you facilitate, which, of course, this is why, look, I'm so grateful to doing this podcast for 10 years because, you know, there's a deaf person that wants to talk to you, I'm the girl. But I will, but the thing is, it's like, it's 10 years of just practice and to see how we've done three of them. You could see like how it's just flowing through you as a facilitator. And Elisa, I do want to mention this this detail, but I don't want to if there's people in the queue with their hands raised.
No, we're good.
Okay, so just really briefly, so I mentioned earlier about this time of Corona, a lot of people reflecting and going within, which is a really good idea. For me personally, and I'd be curious if others are experiencing this, it's about rapid karmic return. And I feel this is the time, get in there. You're not distracted the way that you used to be. Really get in there, face it, clear it, move through it, put it behind you so you know where it is and you can honor it. And it fortifies you in your service with whoever you are interacting with, and service to yourself, to your consciousness, to your evolution. So very quickly, I'll kind of do this in bullet points. I might have mentioned on a recent show, I think I did, Elisa, where the kid's father had sent a text that had a link to an artist relief grant or something. So I said,
yeah.
Oh, let me use this as an opportunity to just really finalize this contract that I had with this person, this karmic contract. So I texted back. I said, thank you. I also said, wish you nothing but health, wellness, and safety. All is forgiven. He wrote back, you too. Boom, fine. That night of the forgiveness, I had a nightmare/night terror. And I'm always glad when I don't remember my dreams, because my entire life since I'm a child, my dreams are very extra, very extreme, and I think that's what makes me really good at dream analysis. I get it. So what's good is that I can figure out my dreams. In a nutshell, I had this, it was right before, it was like twilight, so right before waking up, which is when the dreams are very, very impactful. I was in an altercation with my kid's father, and I was defending and protecting a young girl of about 12 or 13, who shockingly looked just like me at that age, right? And I am blocking her from him, and I was so strong and so just protecting her, telling him, stop it. You cannot treat her that way. You can't talk to her that way. She reminds me of me. I mean, how literal, right? Then I hear this gunshot. Now, okay, I'm born and raised in New York City, so we know what that sounds like. So I hear this in the dream, but it was so experiential that it woke me up, because I thought somebody pulled the trigger on a gun. But it was in the dream. It turned out he shot himself. He killed himself. And yet, girl, what do you? So when Anna said, "Oh, we're going to do a call," I'm like, "Yes, please." Okay, because that had just happened. I grab his arm, and I feel the life draining out of him. Then I woke up. So the whole day, I think this was last Friday, if I'm not mistaken, the whole day, I just knew I had to sit with that trauma. I knew that this was the end of that contract. And I also knew if I had been in relationship with this person for more than half my life, so we're talking 20s, 30s, 40s, some of my 50s, okay? Of course it's going to be traumatic. And I don't care how in love you are with somebody or how out of love you're with somebody. It's more than half your life not recognizing the truth of who that person is. So I was relieved to have such an impactful dream to see how through the ashes I'm reemerging as the truthful version of who I'm meaning to be, who I am intending to be. And then what was really interesting was on that Friday night, I had an amazing conversation with a gentleman caller who I have not met yet, but we've been talking a little bit on the phone. And that was such a beautiful way to end the day. And I thought, well, that timing is really interesting because of the freedom that came with that, just facing that karma. And I'm calling it karma intuitively. I couldn't really say much more than that, but I feel that this is like it's instant karma. Mm-hmm. Then we do the call that Anna's facilitating. That doesn't even come into it. But what was triggered, and I have been aware of this for 25 plus years, of some repressed sexual abuse, childhood sexual abuse memories. The good news, and how weird that I'm putting it that way, is that I was probably pre-verbal. I have remembered snippets. They came in when I was in the memories came in when I was in my 20s. So it's like, I'm a big girl now, like, got it, dealt with it, you know. I'm okay with that. And I'm grateful that my mind has protected me to just only shown me snippets. But what came up, so that was like the basis of what was coming up during the call that Anna was leading. But then on top of that, and that's why I had to like get off the call, on top of that, some of my mother's energy was coming up. Now, when I would do the math between the when I could have been conceived in what was going on with my mother, and I figured this out a while ago. My sister and I are barely a year apart. Now, for any woman that's given birth, doctor's orders, you really shouldn't be having sex again until about 6 weeks after you have the baby. And when I kind of did the math, it wasn't no 6 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks if she was lucky. And in that call that Anna was just facilitating, I guess this was it Saturday or Sunday? I don't even remember. What day was it?
Sunday.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So Sunday. What came in was that my mother had also dealt with that type of energy, and that although we have a beautiful relationship now, and I have nothing but adoration for her. I adore my mom, and I'm so grateful for her, especially that she's still with us, that in my conception, it was kind of a forced type of situation. We'll leave it like that. Not a violent rape, but a forced type of situation. But on a DNA level, during this call, Anna, I was picking up on that trauma and that trauma of like an unwanted pregnancy.
Mm.
So I'm like, I got to go.
Yeah,
I got to go.
That was the intention, is to clear ancestral blocks too. So
exactly.
Bless you for allowing that to move through you and releasing. That's the important part, because the opportunity, because the stuff is so amazingly powerful.
It is. Oh my God.
It's one thing after another, and people don't realize that we, like, 95% of what we do is being run on an unconscious level. Only 5% of what we do is on a conscious level. So I always say it, our unconscious is here to keep us safe, and sometimes it contradicts itself. So the idea is to remove the blockages, the unconscious blocks, and you're gonna move through some stuff. You know, it's even what I feel is, as you touch on those things, and you'll touch it, and you'll feel that, and allowing that to move through you, because up and out, it doesn't have to. You don't have to relive the whole.
But allowing
trauma,
is the key word, Anna. You're right.
Allowing, and it's really allowing your higher self, your super conscious self, which is all that is, that's connecting you to the universe, source, God, whatever label you put on that higher power. It's allowing that energy to actually unblock those things. Because as in our human form, we have this wonderful, miraculous human body that we live in that we hardly know that much about it. Even science, they're just now, this is just, you know, I want to say new technology or a new process, but it's really not. The process itself that we're doing is a combination of things from a therapist from the 80s, literally, and moving it into the 21st century. I mean, it's simple. Like, it really is simple, because it's a conversation with you. It's a conversation with your mind, really.
Right.
And
but you facilitate it really beautifully, and just noticing your progress in that, and then having the privilege and honor to be part of your beta test group is great.
Yeah.
But Anna, I would say as being a witness to that and seeing it in other people in the group, and then certainly feeling that in me, I also feel, just because of the energy that I'm sensing with how that's sitting for you, I totally encourage, and I think that there's going to be another component that's not from those sources of origin. It's going to be a component that resonates with you in such a comfortable way that it's not a new thing for you to learn. It's something that you've already been working with, and I don't know what that thing is. It very well may be a visual thing, or a color thing. And I think when you find that piece, or that piece is going to find you, or you're going to play with that, then you're going to create your own modality that's proprietary to you. In the same way that it's like, I don't use a deck of cards, and I don't. I never took a course in mediumship, but I have my messages that came up very organically, and I feel the energy from the other side. And when with Lois, it's like mediumship and channeling intersecting, right? So those are things without a label, without a name, but they're proprietary to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is, there's something very freeing in that.
Mm-hmm.
Because then there's no subscription to any particular model, but you're right. So you're incorporating different influences, but and different elements. But it's proprietary and unique to you. I think that's what's going to happen with you. That's my feeling.
Well, yeah, and I'm part of me really wants that. I want to do something. I'm also very thankful and aware of the MAP Coaching Institute, which is Colette Stryker, who's a fabulous person, and she's actually a psychotherapist, and she's the one who kind of brought this into the 21st century, honestly. And so some of the stuff that we're doing is mixed in with some of the stuff they're doing, I did send out something I did the other night. And Alisa, you had already, I mean, I did a Facebook Live in a private group about a week ago now. And I did, it flew by so fast. It did over an hour, but at the end I did a small little meditation that was a little bit different, and I actually sent that out to you guys last night and would love your feedback on that. It's a little bit different. And my thoughts now are actually picking different topics and creating these meditations, or they aren't really meditations, but they are, but creating those meditations around different topics. So a lot of the emotions that we really want to release it within ourselves and things that keep us stuck. So that's a thought process that I've been thinking about, is, you know, how to create these meditations. One is working with people individually so that they can actually record their own meditations and their own powerful questions and I ams, and then so they can play that back to themselves, because I'm a firm believer that your voice for yourself is integral in you shifting. You talking to yourself, you know, we talk about that all the time, because we have our thoughts. And what if you went to sleep talking to yourself in the evening, or woke up and listened to yourself affirm different statements, and it really almost a meditation for yourself, but geared solely around whatever it is that's going on in your life, which I think would be very powerful. I know that before I found this information with Dr. Stryker and Dr. Flint, that's exactly what I did. I had recorded my voice, and for 2 weeks I listened to my own voice and really was so excited. And then when I found all this other stuff and did this process, it just blew me out of the water, because I like, there's no anxiety. I wake up happy, and I'm at peace. I think that's the word right there, is that peace, that
I felt that a little bit. I felt that there's one other little postscript that you just reminded me of, that I felt that this morning, and again yesterday with the instant karma. So yes, I'm really grateful. I'm in the household, making sure my kids are safe and fed and all of that. But of course, I'm dealing with a 14-year-old and a 21-year-old. Okay, so
yeah.
And I think I was just trying to put a bagel in the toaster oven, and for whatever reason, it just bristled my 21-year-old.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh no, not today, Satan. Oh no. And
how about I send you a recording for your 21-year-old?
Well, you know what? But what I realized in that instant, and I love in Course in Miracles, they talk about the holy instant, where all of a sudden things just become so clear. I'm like, ooh, we got some more karma that needs to be clear. So he reacted in a way that was a reflection. Of how his father and I would sometimes interact when things weren't so good. But that's not my ex-husband. I got no husband. I will. Yeah, I never say never, but I'm okay saying never. Like, there's no desire ever to even be in a serious relationship, much less a marriage ever again. So I checked in, and I was basically saying, oh no, we don't do this, and it can't be like my breathing patterns aren't lining up the way that you want them to line up, so it's going to irritate you, Your Highness, you know. And meanwhile, you might as well call my house Little House in the Prairie, because I never know how I'm going to get the food, Pa, you know. Or whatever. So, and I'm taking great care of them. So, if my presence is intolerable for a second, no, we're not doing that. So I checked in twice, And usually I'll make like a dessert for the kids, like I've been baking and stuff. Mama, did not bake yesterday because if my heart's not in it, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And it came up where, okay, I am clearing this karma, and of course it's multi-generational.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a flashback to a dynamic in the past which I no longer want, but
mm-hmm.
also in the perceived reality of our experience. I am a single mom trying to hold it together during a virus, and I never know where but right now I don't know where my next dollar is coming from. I do today, but I don't know tomorrow where my next dollar is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, you're going to have to put up with me putting a bagel in the toaster oven, dear,
mm-hmm.
because we don't play that.
Well, you have to understand, too, for him, it's learned behavior. So he, too,
from his
is
father.
Shifting, yes, and also from you, because you
That's
allowed
right.
so much of that in your
That's
space.
Right. That's right.
So
That's
until
right.
you, and now you're becoming aware
of right.
of things that you're like, that doesn't serve me anymore. So that conversation with him, like you said, you have to just say, I'm not allowing that. I'm not allowing that behavior for myself. Now, if you want to choose
right.
to be in that behavior, that's your choice. But this
right.
is not for me, and
right.
I'm choosing to shift it.
That's
yeah.
right.
So when,
that's
when
right.
we go through, and that, and I think everything in the world right now that is going on is such a big shift in paradigm for everybody.
Right.
And trusting the universe, trusting source, trusting and having faith that we created this so that we could breathe, so that we could stop and we could
exactly.
actually
right.
move into a different paradigm. You know, so many people out there screaming for normalcy.
No.
We did not have normalcy in the first
that
place.
That was, no.
Right,
move
but
forward.
What is normalcy?
Yes.
It's moving forward in a
yes.
direction that is
yes.
different. So when we say, I don't know how I'm going to make my dollar tomorrow, you know what? It's going to be different. Much like today, it's different. Trust
right.
the universe that tomorrow it will be different.
Right.
And
I actually feel, Anna, I think you're so right with that point. I really, everything you just said, I really appreciate that. And my whole intention, yeah, normal, look, normal wasn't cute back then, so why do I want to go back to that?
Yeah.
Or back to what they're
right.
they're referring
right.
to as hustle culture. Well, you know
right.
what? The hustle, we're done with that.
Right.
If anything,
you know,
my intention is to come out of it. First of all, I want to Benjamin Button this bitch, meaning I want to come out of it. I want to come out of it like, oh, my God, okay, strong, healthy, fit, like
yeah.
I'm exercising,
yeah.
I'm taking care of myself,
yeah.
things I never had the time to do.
Right.
And that there is a demand for whatever it is within the spectrum of my skill set. Whether
mm-hmm.
it's casting, producing, teaching a class, giving an energy reading, facilitating a retreat with you, whatever that might look like, that there's
mm-hmm.
such a demand and there's so many opportunities that there's no pride in, oh yes, I hustle 24/7 and I'm always working. Look, no, we're done with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're done with that for the rest of my life. I did it my whole life. Up until Corona, I have never slowed down. You guys know me over 10 years now.
Yep, yep. And that's you and I used to talk all the time, and our word was, we're busy, we're busy, we're busy, we're busy, we're busy.
We're working,
you know what?
We're working,
we're
working.
We're working. We're not
right.
busy anymore, and we're not working anymore.
No.
And this is, unless
we're living.
You are, we're living. And,
right.
and it's not about survival, it's about thriving.
Thriving.
So
I'm
as
a thriver.
We shift into
right.
this new, yeah, I'm a thriver, and that's what we need
right.
to affirm for ourselves. Because even
right.
in this process of, you know, I have to chuckle sometimes because of where I'm at right now, like physically, emotionally, spiritually at right now. This lined up in such a amazing way.
Perfect.
I could not
Perfect.
Have managed everything that's going on for me right now, being blessed. You talk about gratitude, and you know, and you can say, oh, is this an ideal situation? Like, if each of us had an ideal situation, what would that be? I mean, your ass would be where? In Panama? You know what I mean?
I'd be Colombia, right. I'd be in Colombia with my man. Right.
Yeah. So
right.
That's what I'm saying. And we'd all be like hole up in some, you know, groovy hut up there hanging out and having, you know, beverages and enjoying ourselves, right?
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Everybody knows there's an ideal situation. And
mm-hmm.
what we have right now, like if you can, right, get into the excitement and the possibility of what you have right now and how your life is. And like, you know what? Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen when I run out of TP, you know, but my intention is when I do make a venture out, I'm going to go into that store and everything I need is going to be there for me.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing now. I'm unrolling it like that. There's no lackful anything. Because
that's beautiful.
This plan, we are abundant. We are abundant. And when we say, I don't know how, it's not up to us to know how.
Exactly.
The thing is to set that intention and
right.
set out there and say, next thing you know, you might open your door and there's like three boxes of groceries sitting there. You don't know how
that's
it's
right.
going to happen.
Right. That's
it
right.
just happens.
That's
I know
right.
people who are, I have a friend of mine who is, you know, all. I mean, everything she was doing went, boom, it's gone, right? Which is like most of us. So
right.
she loves to cook, and so she's been offering food to people, and it's like, I will cook soups. I will make this soup for $8. I mean, Elisa, you know, it's JoJo. She's doing that. Well,
oh, that's who you
doing,
traveled with, right?
Yeah, that's who I traveled with.
Right.
And so now she is going – she's been able to go to food banks and gather food, and what she's doing now, for there are people she knows and has been connected with – who are disabled, they can't get out, they are wheelchair bound, or
right.
they there's
right.
something that they cannot do, and she is taking this food and she's making them food and she's bringing them food.
That's
she's
beautiful.
She's feeding them as and those folks, I don't believe she's charging them, you know, those folks. So everything she's doing and everything she's been able to do, and she called me, she's like, get your ass back to Atlanta so that, you know, we can do this thing. We want you to help me. And it's like, I would love to do that. I just don't think that it's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Nope.
I don't feel it in
I'll
my heart.
I'll tell you right
like,
now.
That's something.
The
yeah.
energy for that for you is great for her, but the energy for that for
yeah.
you, it,
yeah.
that's a whole other, you know, you got to be easy breezy cover girl, honey.
Yeah. Well,
yep.
and that's the thing. If I, and also too, when I go back, I mean, I want to see my kids, and that pull to go see them is, you know, and here we are supposed to be social distancing, blah, blah, blah. I missed my son's 14th birthday. You know, and I could go and I could be all, you know, melancholy about all that stuff, but I'm not.
Nope.
There has to be a shift in consciousness.
Yes.
And I'm not saying have to as in, you know, hey, everybody's got a shift. Everybody's going to shift wherever they're at.
Well,
it
shifting anyway, regardless
yeah.
whether it's a good
yeah.
shift, a bad shift, an indifferent shift.
Right.
I mean, a shift is a shift.
Right.
And the fact that this is this massive pause.
Yeah.
That's the shift right there. What you
right.
do with it.
Yeah.
That's medicine.
And that's the
will.
Thing. People are getting really antsy. They are starting to get irritated. You're going to see a lot more kind of cray-cray stuff happening in the world because those are the folks who are not blessing where they are,
no.
not appreciating what
they, don't get it.
What
yeah.
they have or what could come to them or
right.
if they reached out and asked. Just ask people. Ask, you know, folks for help. It's people will help you. That's the big key for everything here. I mean, I feel like I'm in this really lovely state of grace where I am right now because having conversation, you know, I'll talk to my aunts through the fence, wave hi. You know, it's like
that's so lovely though. That's so
having,
grounding. And can you imagine if you invested money in a new space and you had to fix it up and all of that? Like, and you kept saying, where am I going to land? Where am I going to land? Like, it's as if this was so divinely predisposed or in the works for the last several years. I mean, as weird as that sounds.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you know?
what's interesting is I you know, you I've talked to you and several other quote unquote my psychic friends.
Uh-huh.
And everybody, like when they, cuz I said, when am I going to land? That's I really wanted a timeline.
You used to
like,
say
when
that
am
a
I
lot.
Gonna
yeah.
land? Cuz I felt like I was everywhere, which was lovely, you know, to be everywhere. At the same time, I just
well,
like
you
having
grounded. You weren't used to that. You had a home base.
Yeah.
You were basically I mean, for lack of a better term, but I could say this, you were basically head of household for a minute.
Yeah. And so having, and everybody was like, nobody could really pinpoint it. Everybody's like, I think spring, but more like summer. And so here we are in the spring going into summer, and where am I? And it's like, okay, this is fine. This is fine, especially with what's going on right now. This is the ideal place. I actually tried to talk Steph and the kids into driving over here when all this first hit to get over here because there's a lot of room. You're going to get fed. Beautiful space for the kids to play, outdoors, all fenced in. Everything is, you know, lovely. And it's like, and so I cannot control what someone else does or doesn't do. My thing is I am very open to helping and allowing. And I feel right now the best way that I can help is to develop whatever this is that's going on, whatever I'm finding out and uncovering, creating things that can help people remove these unconscious blocks so they can live a more peaceful life.
And you're doing it.
You know, I mean, my hope is, and I mean, bless you guys for being on this journey with me because I want to help. I want to help everybody. I mean, that's the beauty of this is that I know I cannot. That's why I push a lot of people over to the MAP Coaching Institute because obviously they've got it. They've got something that's going on there. It's refined. Lots of people are moving through that. They're working with athletes and people that are in, you know, just want this personal development field who are blowing it out of the water, even right now. So I think that's fascinating. And so, I can't, like you said, we do, you know, you guys, I love how you started the show with three gratitudes.
Each of you did three
gratitudes. I think that's beautiful.
Every show.
Because it makes you really, you know, three, you would think, three is easy. But for some people, three is not easy.
Right.
You know, three
is not easy.
Well, you know, my thing is like, if I was in a mood, it would be like, well, I got to find something to be great. Okay, I have a coffee mug with my son's baby picture on it. I have to be grateful for that, you know. So, you know, if when folks are trying to find something as small as that, something as small as, you know, a small little token or a souvenir from somebody or a gift from somebody, if you look at it and just remember that person, that's a gratitude. That is, you know, the littlest things. It doesn't
running
have to be
water. Like, I mean,
running.
It's easy.
Yeah. You were talking about the water dripping, and then after an hour, if you stuck a glass under it, it would be a glass of water.
Right.
Bless
right.
that, little at a time.
That's
and that's
right.
what we all, you know, again.
I bless my Corona income. Yep, a little at a time.
Yes,
I bless my Corona
little at
income.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of a little becomes more and more and more. And when you appreciate even the littlest bit, you will be blessed with abundance of it. So that's my belief anyway. And that to me is what I feel like I'm moving towards helping people get to that point. And to me, once you let go of the resistance and allow yourself that, because really it is. Because we all have this power within us to have the life that we want. And that's
when,
the belief.
Yeah, and when you say resistance, it really is resistance to the pain attached with that trapped memory or that karma or that buried whatever. So I learned a long time ago, girl, just get your machete and let's just clear it. Let's just, come on, let's go. Let's go.
And we want to, but most of us push it down and push it down further.
That doesn't work for me anymore.
You don't
want
to push it down. You want to pull it up and you want to bless it and you want to let it go.
Well,
and
that's what we're doing now. Right. It started with knowing that I had to get out of this marriage. And then that really was the journey for me of like, and that's where the machete metaphor emerged for me. Probably about three and a half years ago when things were really, like, scary, the old way doesn't work anymore. I got to face this like a grown-up and just step through this trauma. Let's do it. And, and so you, and again, we talked about practice. It is a practice. And to not resist that. So when you said that, you know, you wake up in a peaceful state or whatever, I woke up in a pretty peaceful state compared to how I woke up yesterday and the day before and the day before that. Right.
Right. That's the cool thing, too. Like, this process continues to work. Mm-hmm. So that is, it's, once you get started in it and the more you do this process, it just primes the brain, the superconscious mind to release those blocks, whatever it is that you're focusing on. It will continue to work, and that's the cool part. And I think that's why I'm trying to get all of us, I'd love to get all of us on a call either once a week or every 2 weeks, and that
absolutely.
We just remind our superconscious mind to continue to release those blocks and let them go. And, yeah, so we lost Elisa. Where'd she go?
Well, I'm
we don't lose
listening.
Her.
You guys are in this flow of conversation, and I don't think my little yeah is gonna like really gonna be the
we didn't lose Elisa. She here.
I was writing down some things as you all were talking because, you know, Anna, you've been doing the whole affirmations, and you and I have been talking about doing things and recording these things in our own voices, and so I downloaded, you know, the right type of stuff, and I want to get to doing that, and it's just like writing down what would my affirmations be and what were some things that I want to tell myself. And so I've been sort of writing these things down, and I was watching last night. I signed up for the You Can Heal Your Life Summit. It's happening at the end of this month, and as for signing up, you got like five little mini snippets of speakers, and then you also got to see Louise Hay's movie of the same name, You Can Heal Your Life. And so I watched that movie, and it's got, you know, all the big wigs, talking about how they've done whatever they've done, you know, Greg Braden and Dr. Wayne Dyer and all these really cool people. So I was, you know, I was taking little notes for things that popped out for me. And one of the things Greg Braden said was to focus on the things that you do want to feel versus, you know, what you don't. And he was talking in terms of, for him, health, because he had something going on, like a tumor. And so he discovered that he had this tumor. So he was going to go and get it checked out. I think it was just going to be like an exploratory thing. Like where is it? What's going on? But before he got there, he had been visualizing, you know, just what he wanted his body to feel like. And his thing was like focusing on, he said, rather than concentrating on something that should not be in my body, I began feeling that my body was vital and healthy, rather than focusing on making something change.
I like that.
Yes.
So I wrote down some things, and so I've been wanting to get into that because, for me, the past month has been a change for me in that, I didn't realize how much I identified with what I did. You know, for most of the time I was doing my wine tour stuff, and that's what I did. And, it didn't take all of my time, but it took enough time to where when I was wired was like, oh, well, if I work or I've got tours, then I got money coming in. And that's good. And that was it.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like, but there wasn't a lot of other stuff necessarily that took my time to where, you know, like I could be spiritual and I can maybe make money and I can just not, you know, I could just be, the business wasn't about that. So without having, there's no work in that area because you can't go anywhere. There's no place that's open. They would love to have you there, but you know, legally we can't do it. So, unless I develop some speakeasy, you know, and be that person, I'm not going to do that. But, it's been different for me. And so with that spare time, and definitely with that thought that, oh my gosh, I'm not doing anything. So I just got settled in with all the stuff that I hadn't looked at in such a way before. And it was definitely, and it's still, it's overwhelming. It definitely kept me down, and yet it needed to, this stuff needed to happen. Like, when else would I have given the time for that?
Exactly.
And I'm safe. I'm good. I'm in a safe space. And the things that I had already come up before, you know, even when I was just working in my own little world, those things are still there to look at and to resolve. And I have the space and time to do that. And so the things I was writing down that were important to me, but I had three little things I wrote down while you guys were talking, which was, you know, to be seen, to be heard, and to be free to be me.
Girl.
So those were things that I knew, if I worked off, well, this is the stuff that irritates me, then that's what I get more of. So
right.
What is it that I would want? You know, what would be the first steps in to change those things around? And so those were the three things I wrote while you guys were
talking. Very powerful. That's really, really, really powerful.
That's awesome. I just sent you guys the thing, Elisa. I think I had talked to you about the powerful questions and stuff, and you hit on that. More powerful questions than affirmations, like you said, Greg Braden was, you know, why am I feeling so healthy and so alive? And so those are questions that when you ask them, your unconscious mind wants to answer you. So that's why that's so powerful. So I just sent you guys a PDF of the I ams and some powerful questions. I'm adding more and more to those as I go. And you just reminded me to add the ones about fitness in there, you know, because sometimes I have a tendency to, you know, think of, you know, bliss and joy and love. And it's like, oh, wait, why am I feeling so well and healthy and alive?
Yeah,
it's like
the body.
You know, I am. You know, and it all works together, and sometimes we just need to ask those questions. But, yeah, I just sent you guys that. So,
thank you.
it's like all these ideas, and I think, you know, like I was talking to Amy this morning, and she's like, well, what are you going to do today? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to blah. You know, I'm listing off like four or five things. I'm going to record this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do, you know, it's like constant on and on. This is the really cool part, is I'm so motivated. Like, this,
right.
this thing has made me motivated. And it's, you know,
right.
In the past, Elisa, I was like you. It's like, what do I need to do to make a living, right? What do I need to do to pay for my house? What do I have to do to pay for my cars? What do I have to do to, you know, to have this physical stuff in my experience? And now that I don't have a lot of that physical stuff, it's like, the universe, that's what I said, the universe kind of pulled it away and said, here, we're going to put you in this space so you can concentrate on what you really need to do. But
yep.
Bam, you know. So I think that's where we're all at right now.
It's a wonderful opportunity, and we'll just end it on this note, where you guys might be motivated. I am motivated. I'm just kidding. Okay, so on that note, I'm so glad you called in, Anna. You should do it more often, girl. On that note, if you guys want to get a hold of us, you can email loabland@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 United States Eastern Time. Please take really good care of yourselves. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you guys so much. Take care. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you.